PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
I'm glad you're here, because today I'm performing an age-old ritual that's a part of the tradition of growing up. I'm taking the training wheels off of my nephew's bicycle. He's 7, and he's finally ready to learn how to ride without them. You know, it's amazing how much he's grown. But then again, that's what happens to all of us, isn't it? I mean, we start out as babies, and then we go through lots of changes, and we end up as adults. And as we grow, we outgrow a lot of things that helped us along the way. Huh, there we go. One of the things we outgrow besides training wheels and our shoes and clothes is our first set of teeth. It happens to every kid around the world and pretty much at about the same age. And for most kids, it's a pretty big deal. One by one, our teeth get loose and finally they just fall out. Well, the loose tooth in this book travels thousands of miles before it reaches its final destination. But when it pops out, this little girl can make a pretty unusual claim in America. I lost my tooth in Africa.
I Lost My Tooth in Africa by Penda Jatike. Illustrated by Baba Wege Jakite. Hi, my name is Amina. I live in Portland, Oregon. Today we're flying to Africa to visit my father's family in Bamako, Mali. It takes 2 days, 3 planes, and 3 different continents to get there. Right before landing in Mali, I discover I have a wiggly tooth. My dad says if you lose a tooth in Africa and put it under a gourd, you'll get a chicken from the African Tooth Fairy. I really want to lose my tooth in Africa, so I try tricks with my tongue to help it come out faster, but nothing happens. When we arrive, my aunts, uncles, and cousins are here to greet us. They all live together in one compound with Na, my grandma. Outside our compound, there are donkeys, goats, and lots of chickens. The rooster never stops crowing. I wiggle and wiggle my tooth. I can't wait to have my own chicken. Aunt Kaja has made my favorite dinner. It's rice and onion sauce with African eggplant and tiny noodles. We all eat together around one big bowl. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you get a piece of meat. When I eat, I can feel my tooth moving, but it refuses to come out. By evening, the world begins to quiet down. Friends sit in groups in the courtyard, playing games, telling stories, and braiding hair. Sometimes, Grandma sings songs. As the sky darkens, I climb into my bamboo bed. I hope my tooth doesn't fall out at night. With the first golden rays of sun, the noisy rooster begins to crow. KK, Ray K, it's time to get up. The first thing we do every morning in Africa is greet Grandma and receive blessings from her. May you rise high with strength and knowledge. After breakfast, I run outside to brush my teeth at the papaya tree. That way, I can water the tree as I brush. Suddenly, there's a funny feeling in my mouth. My tongue instantly finds a gap where a tooth has been. I hope I haven't swallowed it. Where is my tooth? I look down. It's on the ground. My mom is surprised. My dad helps me place it under a calabash gourd behind the bedroom window. I'm so proud. I lost my tooth in Africa, a shiny white tooth. Soon, I will have a chicken of my very own. All morning, I play Tegere Tion with my cousins waiting for the chicken to come. But nothing happens. We eat lunch and take a short nap. Still no chicken. We take a walk by the little creek to check the gardens. We huddle together to watch a busy weaver bird building its hanging nest in a palm tree. The day is almost finished, but no chicken has come. Finally, I go to take back my tooth. I feel sad. Maybe the African tooth fairy has forgotten. But right as I turn over the calabash, two chickens pop out. One rooster and one hen. I'm so happy. I call my mom and dad. They are very excited. Dad says the rooster is more black than white. Mom says the hen is more white than black. Right away, I take care of my chickens. I feed them and give them water. My mom and dad help me build a little house for them under the stairway that leads to Grandma Una's roof. Early one morning, I open my chicken coop. There, I see them. White oval eggs in the nest on the dirt floor. I shout, shaky lee, eggs, eggs. Uncle Modibo says that means the chicks will hatch in 21 days. I wonder if I will see them before I leave. When I help Aunt Sally with the meals, the chickens always cluster around my feet. I sneak them a handful of millet and rice. One evening, the hen is squawking. I run outside. The pheasant is trying to steal her eggs. I shoo it away. Shoo, shoo, shoo. That pheasant is very crafty and very fast. I'll have to watch her carefully. When I go to sleep that night, I dream about little chicks hatching. I'm getting excited to see what they'll look like. Finally, one morning, my dad tells me it's our last day in Africa. We have to go back to America. I slowly say goodbye to all the things I will miss. Konbe, I say to the mango tree. Konbe, I say to the little creek. Konbe, I say to Africa. Slowly, I walk to the chicken coop to say goodbye to my chickens. Then I see it, an egg is hatching. A tiny wet chick peeks out from a white egg. Shay den, I shout. Chicks, chicks. Everyone comes to see. They all congratulate me. I'm very happy, but I'm very sad too. I don't want to leave my chickens behind. Don't worry, Amina, says Uncle Madu. I'll take good care of them. When you come back, your chicks will be old enough to lay eggs for you. I smile so big, you can see the empty space where my tooth is missing. And right away, I begin to count the days until we come back to Africa.
So now you know what to do if you lose a tooth in Africa. Here in America, we leave it under the pillow for the tooth fairy. But what if it happens somewhere else? Well, not to worry, because every country in the world has a special tradition for celebrating losing a tooth. For example, in Egypt, you wrap your tooth up and you throw it at the sun. And in Korea, you throw your tooth on the roof. No matter what country you're from, we all get new teeth when our baby teeth fall out. And learning how to take care of them is an important part of growing up. And so is a trip to the dentist. This is Dr. Jed Best. He's a dentist just for kids.
If you don't spend a lot of time keeping your teeth really clean, it's real likely that you may get a cavity in them, which is kind of like a hole in your tooth. And if the hole gets big enough, then it can hurt when you're eating something. If you do have a cavity, I'm the one that's going to have to fix it for you. So our job is to help you not get those holes. And the truth is, I'm really good at making it easy.
I'm Troy and I'm 4, and today is the first time I'm going at the dentist.
When you come to the dentist's office, either the dentist or a hygienist, who's a lady or a man who cleans your teeth, are going to suggest you come and sit in the chair, and we're going to talk to you about your teeth first.
Right, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to find out how many teeth you have, and then we're going to tickle them and make them shiny and clean, okay?
Anything that's new is scary. Our job is to introduce you to all of that stuff so that you understand what it is, so it's not scary at all.
Ready? So I need you to open real big for me like a giant, and I'm going to start on this side. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I had 20 teeth, and on the bottom I had 10 teeth, and on the top I still had 10 teeth too.
There. Great. Now we're going to go with my little tooth cleaner.
We have a tooth counter, which kind of looks sharp, but in reality, it's kind of a little bit dull. And what we use it for is to go over the hills and valleys of your teeth and make sure nothing funny is getting stuck on them.
Boy, someone's doing a great job at home, keeping them nice.
That make me nervous. I was okay.
Troy, what flavor toothpaste would you like? We have bubblegum, fruit, cotton.
We've got this toothpaste that's a little bit stronger, sort of like muscle juice.
Vanilla, chocolate, or mint.
Mint.
Okay. It's able to take the stain off your teeth a lot better than the toothpaste that you use at home.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my polisher ready. It's called the tickle brush. You know why? Because he tickles your teeth. He also makes a funny noise, though. He sounds like a bumblebee, right? Ready? Okay, so we're going to put a little bit of mint toothpaste in there.
And they put clean toothpaste in me. And when she put it between my teeth, it was cool. It's sticky, ticklish.
A little bit of water. Give those teeth another shower. Give it a kiss. And one more. Great job. So here, pick out two toothbrushes. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Dr. Best come and check you.
Hi, Troy. No, I don't mean to. Go tell Daddy about your toothbrushes.
So which one's going to be the morning one?
The race car.
And then Bella's going to be the night car.
You ready? I'm gonna go look with my mirror and my counter. It's real soft. Can you lift your chin up just a little bit? Thank you.
If you have some sticks on your baby teeth or your grown-up teeth, it may mean you're starting to get a little cavity. If we use an x-ray, which is sort of like a picture that you take in your camera, but this one's of your teeth, we can catch those cavities when they're real tiny and fix them when it's real easy to do.
Next, we're going to take a picture of your teeth that goes around.
Today I had an x-ray, and I had to bite something.
Sweet. Great. And close your teeth together, please. Excellent. All right. Very good job, Troy.
And I had to stay still.
Please, do not move.
When we take an x-ray of you, it doesn't hurt at all.
You can let it go, Troy. Excellent. Was it easy? Yes.
I saw my teeth on a TV screen.
Super. You know what? Your teeth look very nice. You have no cavities, your gums look good, and the way your teeth mesh together looks terrific. So keep it up, okay?
Yeah.
The more you get used to things, the less scary they become. The older you become, the less scary they become. And that's kind of cool.
Does your teeth feel cleaner now?
Yeah.
Yeah, did Lily show you how to brush? Yeah? So now you can do it at home, right? Can you tie shoelaces?
No.
Okay, so you know that until you can tie shoelaces, Dad or Mom has to help you. Okay? You can go first, but then Mom and Dad has to check you.
Okay.
Okay, then, but once you can tie shoelaces, and Velcro doesn't count, it has to be shoelaces, okay?
Okay.
Then you can brush by yourself. Then all Mom and Dad has to do is just check you.
Okay.
Fair? Okay, thank you.
Don't worry, because they just have to make sure your teeth are clean. And just make your teeth healthy.
You were a superstar. You were very brave. You should be very proud of yourself today.
You know, growing up is like a journey made up of all the little steps you take along the way. But one of the most exciting steps is that last big leap from childhood into adulthood. Now, this step is so important that most religions and cultures have traditions that celebrate it. And one of the most colorful is the Latin American quinceañera. It's a 15th birthday. That's an event to remember. Sandy is 14 years old, but not for long.
She lives in Queens, New York, with her mom, Zeta.
I'm a Latina because my mom is Ecuadorian and my father is Dominican. I'm turning 15, and I'm celebrating it by having a quinceañera.
I love you, mommy.
Quinceañera es que de niña pasa a ser una jovencita.
Quinceañera is like her giving me trust, like change, like I will have more responsibilities. It's always like that I'm getting the trust.
Jovencita.
A quinceañera is having a big party with all your family and friends just celebrating your coming of age. My mom's a single mom. My dad doesn't live with us anymore. But even though we don't live together, there's still a relationship there. When my mom was growing up, her family couldn't afford to give her a 15, a quinceañera.
Y yo quería hacérselo a ella. Quería verle esa felicidad.
She wanted to give me the happiness that she never had. The relationship I have with my mom is a very strong relationship.
¿Tiene nervio para mañana?
Yeah.
We talk, we communicate a lot because I think it's important for her to know why I'm sad or why I'm so happy. There's rules because she's my mom. But also, you know, we hang out together. She's also like my friend. Turning 15 is a different kind of birthday. It's very different. I have to be more responsible. Can't depend on my mom all the time. Because I have to start doing things for myself. Me maturing into a young lady.
We'll let the food boil then. Sí, que tienes que ir bien.
I have younger sisters and they look up to me. So I had to make sure I give them a good example.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Preparing a quince is a lot of work. It's so much. Like I said, responsibilities, decisions. We had rehearsals every week. One of the hardest parts for me was organizing all the people who are my age to try to get here on time, try to even just get here at all.
All I'm asking you is be here on time, that's all.
Yo, you gotta be here on time at 5 o'clock.
I would appreciate it if you be here on time and that's all, okay? Call me later or something.
I had to make a lot of decisions.
Listen.
Luckily, I had my friend Jalissa. She helped me out a lot.
Tomorrow's the party. This is the last practice, so we gotta get this right. All right. Listen.
You guys have to smile, because you guys look dead. And don't look at the floor, because you're not gonna be looking at the floor walking like this. And look like you're enjoying it and you're not suffering.
Don't open your eyes.
Ow. It's not funny.
I'm sorry.
Look. All right, 1, 2.
You're so beautiful.
You're gonna be my little princess.
So different.
I want to cry.
You like my dress, Jalissa?
Yes, I love it.
You're the only one who has seen it.
I feel special.
The night before my party, everybody was just hanging out, having fun, joking around. For me, in my head, it wasn't that at all. I was wondering what was going to happen the next day. I was going crazy. The day of the party, I was very scared because, you know, the day was finally here. The damas are the girls who are in my court of honor. All of my girls that I picked out are close friends who I care for and I know care for me. It was crazy, trying to get everything good, like if they had their earrings on, their necklace, if they had the right shoes on. It was very hectic for me.
Good.
The guys were putting their tuxedos on.
Oh, wow, look at him.
They look hot. My quince began at church.
Okay, welcome. Oh, beautiful. Nice. We're gonna go right into the church.
It's important because I'm being blessed before the eyes of God that I'm becoming a young lady.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The best part of the evening was getting to the party. Finally, I was there. And when I walked out to see all of my friends in there, it was like their faces to see me. I don't know, I was happy. It's very important for me to have all my family and friends here so they could experience it with me. So you could see that I'm becoming a young lady already, that I'm no longer a little baby. There's this ritual in the quinceañera of the shoe. In this ritual, my father takes off my slippers and puts on my high heel shoes. I saw it in him that he was happy. I was very excited, like, it was special for me. It was very emotional too. When I danced with my father, I kind of like teared a couple of times. I don't know, it's just like I'm dancing with my father. I'm growing up, you know, and then he's saying that he loves me, that I'm growing up, that things can change from now on, but no matter what, that he's always gonna love me. I was happy, but also sad. Even though I had this big party, it was amazing. I had so much fun. It doesn't like change anything right away. It's not like magic. Eventually I will become a woman, but it won't happen right away. My quince is like a doorway. On one side is Sandy, the little girl, and on the other side is Sandy, the young lady, like walking through.
There we go. The training wheels are off and all of the new grown-up stuff is on. It's time for my nephew to learn how to ride. Usually for the first few tries, you need someone there to give you a push-off, so I'll be there to do that. And because tackling something new is a challenge, it always helps to know that you're not alone. It also helps to know that other kids are going through changes like you. So here are three books about growing up that are worth the ride. But you don't have to take my word for it.
I'm reading a book called Madalenka. It's by Peter Sis. And it's about a girl and her tooth is loose. And she goes and tells all of her friends, and they're all from different parts of the world. One person's from France, one person's from Italy, one person's from Germany, one person's from Egypt, one person's from Latin America. Magdalena says, "Hello, Eduardo." Eduardo says, "Hola, Magdalena." Well, you know, they all understand because everybody's lost a tooth. You see, that's the same for every culture. Madalenka, where have you been? Well, I went around the world. And I lost a tooth. I'm Hudson, and this book is very interesting.
This book is called The Coming of Age. It's about growing up and changing from a kid into an adult. I learned about kids all around the world. One of my favorites was a Native American story called The Sunrise Ceremony. It was about a girl who had to dance for 6 hours in the summer to show how strong she was. It really impressed me because she had to dance for 6 hours each day of the summer to show how strong she was. And at the end, she learned that she was a really strong girl, and that impressed me. Another one of my favorites was the Holy Communion and the Confirmation. I'm Fatu, and if you want to learn about cultures, this is the book for you.
I'm Jack, and this is the book I read. My wobbly tooth must not ever, never fall out. It's about a girl with wobbly tooth who never lost a tooth before. And she doesn't want the wobbly tooth to go out. Then her friend tells her, when you lose a tooth, if you put it under the pillow, the tooth fairy comes at night. And then she takes your tooth and replaces it with a coin. And then she decides she wants her tooth to fall out. So she wobbles it and it doesn't work. She tried to eat on beans, doesn't work. Then she tries an apple. Out! It got stuck in the apple. The tooth fairy comes and then takes the tooth and replaces it with a coin. She's so happy. She says, "Ooh, look, I got a coin, I got a coin." When I lost my first tooth, I was happy because I got $5. If you never lost a tooth and you had a wobbly tooth, this is the book for you.
All right, here we go. You're pushing off there. Now, that's it. You got your other foot on that pedal. Excellent, Carlos. Now, Carlos, all you have to do is keep pedaling, man. Just keep pedaling. Carlos, you're doing it, man. You're doing it. Yes, Carlos! Wow. What a great feeling watching someone you love take a big step forward in life. And that's exactly why people all over the world celebrate the accomplishments of growing up. We all want to know that our family and friends are there for us, applauding our efforts and standing by us every step of the way until we're ready to take off on our own. I'll see you next time. Carlos!
It's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow, reading rainbow.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are I Lost My Tooth in Africa by Pinda Jakite. Illustrated by Baba Wege Jakite, published by Scholastic Press. Madlinka, written and illustrated by Peter Siss, published by Francis Foster Books. My Wobbly Tooth Must Not Ever, Never Fall Out, written and illustrated by Lauren Child, published by Grosset and Dunlap. Rites of Passage, Coming of Age, by Mandy Ross, published by Heinemann Library.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton. In uncertain times, there's no more effective way to make your kids feel good and safe than to spend time with them. We at Reading Rainbow suggest sharing a book with your family. Read for fun, read for family, read for our future.